Chapter 4. Mr. Wickham. The Bennett ladies were walking in town one day when they noticed a young man they had never seen before. He was walking with an officer on the other side of the street. Kitty and Lydia, the younger Bennett sisters, decided to cross the street to find out who this stranger could be. The others followed. When they approached the two men, they realized that they knew the officer. He was a man named Mr. Denny, and he introduced them to his friend, Mr. Wickham. Mr. Wickham was to be an officer in his group. The ladies liked him immediately, and he happily engaged them in conversation. The whole party was standing and talking together very agreeably when the sound of horses drew their attention. It was Mr. Darcy and Mr. Bingley riding down the street. When they noticed the ladies in the group, they came directly toward them. Mr. Bingley greeted Jane happily. Mr. Darcy bowed, trying not to look at Elizabeth. Then he saw this new man they were all talking to. Elizabeth noticed that both men changed color when they saw each other. One turned white, the other red. What could it mean? Elizabeth was very curious. A moment later, Mr. Bingley, without noticing what had passed between the two men, said goodbye. The two then went on their way. Mr. Wickham and Mr. Denny joined the young ladies to visit the girl's aunt, Mrs. Phillips. Elizabeth found herself sitting next to Mr. Wickham and was curious to know the relationship between himself and Mr. Darcy. She did not dare to mention the gentleman first. Her curiosity, however, was surprisingly relieved. Mr. Wickham brought up the subject himself. He asked how far Netherfield was from Meryton. After hearing her answer, he then asked how long Mr. Darcy had been staying there. "About a month," said Elizabeth. She did not wish the subject to be dropped. "He is a man of very large property in Derbyshire, I understand." "Yes," replied Mr. Wickham. "His estate there, Pemberley, is a lovely one. You could not have met with a person more capable of telling you about it than me. You see, I have been connected with his family all my life." Elizabeth could not help but look surprised. "You may well be surprised, Miss Bennet. You saw the very cold manner of our meeting earlier. Do you know Mr. Darcy well?" "As much as I ever wish to," cried Elizabeth. "I have spent 4 days in the same house with him, and I find him very disagreeable." "I have no right to give my opinion," said Mr. Wickham, "as to his being agreeable or otherwise. I have known him too long and too well to be a fair judge." "But I believe your opinion of him would astonish most people. I expect you would not express it so strongly anywhere else but with your own family." "I say no more here than I might say in any house in the neighborhood except Netherfield. He is not at all liked in Hertfordshire. Everybody is disgusted with his pride. You will not find anyone here who speaks more highly of him than I do." "That is surprising. Most people are either blinded by his fortune or frightened by his high and imposing manners. They see him only as he chooses to be seen." "I see him to be a bad-tempered man," Elizabeth replied. Mr. Wickham only shook his head. "I wonder," said he, "whether he is likely to be here much longer." "I do not at all know, but I heard nothing of his going away when I was at Netherfield. I hope your plans will not be affected by his being in the neighborhood." "Oh, no, I won't be driven away by Mr. Darcy. If he wishes to avoid seeing me, he must go. We are not on friendly terms, and it gives me pain to meet him, but I have no reason for avoiding him except for what I tell the rest of the world. You see, I was greatly mistreated by Mr. Darcy. It pains me that he is the kind of person that he is. His father, the late Mr. Darcy, was one of the best men that ever breathed. He was the truest friend I ever had. I can never be in the company of Mr. Darcy without being grieved at how different he is from his father. His behavior to myself has been shameful. But I could forgive him anything except that he disappointed the hopes of his father," confided Mr. Wickham. Elizabeth was very interested and listened intently. We were born in the same area and spent our childhoods together. My father gave up his career to be of use to the late Mr. Darcy. He devoted all of his time to the care of the Pemberley property. He was most highly regarded by Mr. Darcy. When my father died, Mr. Darcy promised to provide for me. It was determined that I would be brought up for the church. I should now have a parsonage, if it had pleased Mr. Darcy. Indeed! Yes, the late Mr. Darcy left me money to pursue a career in the church. But the young Mr. Darcy saw to it that I was denied the money. Good heavens! Cried Elizabeth. But how could a man's will be disregarded? Why did you not take him to court? It was phrased in such a way that I could not challenge it. A man of honor could not have doubted the intention, but Mr. Darcy chose to doubt it. He said that I had given up all claim to it by extravagance and carelessness. But I did not do anything to deserve to lose it. I have a warm, unguarded temper, and I may have spoken my opinion of him, and to him, too freely. I can recall nothing worse. But the fact is, we are very different sorts of men, and he hates me. This is quite shocking. He deserves to be publicly shamed, exclaimed Elizabeth. Some time or other he will be, but it shall not be by me. Until I can forget his father, I can never expose him. Elizabeth honored Mr. Wickham for such feelings, and thought him handsomer than ever as he expressed them. From that moment, Elizabeth's dislike for Mr. Darcy turned to hatred. Mr. Wickham became a favorite of hers, as well as of the other ladies in the neighborhood.